no more. When I went back, I found I was the enemy. Philip Levine, introducing his poem, They Feed, They Lion. Not love, but celebration, sexual and luscious, our tongues winding round our wet bodies, yours black, mine white, our smiles bright that August afternoon across the bridge in Windsor before the night Detroit went down. 1 month before, at home in Chicago, my friend Felton boarded up his bottle club on South Michigan Avenue, a club where we'd spent many a Friday night cracking setups for the crowd and downing Johnny Black while DJs spun 78s and 45s from the 50s. Phil Levine found he was the enemy, and so had I. No more dropping by McKee's to hear Horace, Laverne's where Howlin' Wolf held court, the stage, Roberts, the Crown, without an escort. No more goofing off on 63rd, drinking out of paper bags and eating barbecue at 4 a.m. with friends. No more just walking around Marquette Park with Connie on my arm. No more cruising the old neighborhood. No more. As if in sepia and in slow motion, 5'10" Paxton Lumpkin dribbles past the entire Dunbar High defense for a light-fingered layup. Big Ben Smith, 6'5" and 250 if he's a pound, lumbers, jabs, lurches, lunges, 10 yards for the score against South Shore. Antoinette George, whose skin was only slightly darker than mine and got burnt in summer, leaves for pre-med at Johns Hopkins and never looks back, long before Connie moved to Canada. When the fires started on West Madison and West Washington and West Monroe and West, you could read your daily paper by the light from a million TVs engulfed in flames from end to end the country. From end to end and top to bottom, the country. From where we came to where we went. From Danville and Portsmouth and St. Pete and Boone and Newport. The country, uprooted and cut, dissected, severed, split. I've never been back to Windsor, and Connie never came home. I heard she married a Manitoba lawyer who stole her money and the MGA she'd treasured since college. Her sister left Chicago, too, and lives in San Diego, where she teaches karate to teenage prostitutes. The country? Ah, the country. The country slides in the mist shrouding the end of the century, as divided as ever, and as blind.